Welcome to Muff. Tough year. We'll tell the story straight. This is the Titans 2025 season in review. Muffed.
Cam Ward took 55 sacks as a rookie. 55? That's the number that defines Tennessee's 2025 and the door into everything else. How the passing game cratered, why Tony Pollard quietly put together one of the more overlooked seasons in the league, and what a defense with real teeth but no takeaways actually looked like. 3 wins, 14 losses, no playoffs. The Titans finished 9th among AFC non-playoff teams, and by every available measure, the year was a muffed one, but there are threads worth pulling.
Start with the team-level portrait because the numbers are stark. Tennessee's offense finished at minus 158.9 in total expected points added, a measure of how much every play helped or hurt their chances of scoring, and minus 159 is 30th in the league, 9th percentile. The defense allowed plus 99.5, 28th, 16th percentile, and on defense, you want that number going the other way. Third down is where the season lived and died, 33.2%, dead last in the NFL. Can't move the chains, can't get off the field. You lose 14 games, and this wasn't boom or bust. Outside the week 16 smashing of Kansas City, 26-9, this was a steady grinding floor. 7 losses by 16 points or more.
Now let's talk about the passing offense because this is where the season got muffed the hardest. Tennessee threw for 190.6 yards per game and finished at minus 137.3 in passing expected points added. 31st, 6th percentile. Ward threw for 3,169 yards with 15 touchdowns and 7 picks, and his completion percentage came in 3 points below expectation, 32nd among qualified starters. But the headline is the protection. 56 sacks allowed on 646 dropbacks, an 8.7% sack rate, 6th most in football. You can't develop a rookie quarterback when he's hitting the turf every 12 dropbacks. The brutal example came week 17 against New Orleans. Second quarter, 1st and 20, Ward gets sacked, fumbles, and the Saints scoop it for a 33-yard touchdown. Minus 8.8 expected points on a single snap. That play was the season in 11 yards. The lone bright spot in the receiving room, tight end Chig Okonkwo, 56 catches, 560 yards, 2 touchdowns, and the team's leading receiver, which tells you everything about the wide receiver group. Now let's dig into the rushing offense, and here's the one genuine smash story of Tennessee's year. Tony Pollard. 242 carries, 1,082 yards, 4.5 a clip, 5 touchdowns, and plus 112.7 rushing yards over expected, meaning he gained 112 more yards than an average back would have given the same blocking and the same boxes, trended up as the volume grew. As a unit, though, the rushing offense still finished at minus 25.1 in expected points added, 27th, because volume couldn't flip the math when the passing game was a black hole. 4.2 yards per carry as a team, 30th. But the Pollard tape, the week 14 win in Cleveland, his 65-yard touchdown run on 1st and 10 in the first quarter, that's the kind of explosive play this offense almost never had. 51 explosive plays all year, about 3 a game. Pollard was carrying water for an offense that couldn't get out of its own way.
Next up, the pass defense, which is a more complicated story than the bottom line ranking suggests. Tennessee allowed plus 93.39 in passing expected points added, 16th percentile. Not good, but the pass rush showed up. 42 sacks, 59th percentile, with Jeffrey Simmons living in opposing backfields. The problem was the takeaway column, 6 interceptions, 6 fumble recoveries, 12 total, 29th in the league, 13th percentile. They got pressure, they didn't finish. When they did, it was season-defining week 14 in Cleveland, fourth quarter, Tennessee up 21-17. Cornerback Roger McCreary punches the ball out on a completion, Cody Gray scoops it and returns it to the Cleveland 8. That single play swung the game by more than 6 expected points and got them one of their 3 wins. They had the juice up front, they just didn't get their hands on enough footballs.
And the run defense, this is the soft underbelly. 116 yards per game allowed, 21 rushing touchdowns surrendered, and a per carry expected points added of plus 0.01. 31st in the league in run defense expected points added, 2nd worst in football, steady floor of bad all year. Opponents converted 41% of their third downs, and a big chunk was 2nd and medium becoming 3rd and short because the front couldn't hold up between the tackles. No individual to single out here. When your run defense is bottom of the league, it's a structural problem, not a personnel highlight reel. That's where the rebuild has to start. Muffed. Season MVP is Tony Pollard, and it isn't close. 242 carries, 1,082 yards, 4.5 a clip, and plus 112.7 rushing yards over expected on a team where nothing else worked. Two things have to improve. The pass protection, where 56 sacks allowed on 646 dropbacks, is the single biggest reason Cam Ward couldn't develop. And the third down offense, which finished dead last in the league at 33.2%, fix those two numbers and the floor of this team moves significantly. That's the Titans 2025 season. Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Titans feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.